I know.
That's an eternity.
I know.
All right,
know.
Go. All right. Oh, may God forgive us. May the sweet, tasty baby Jesus forgive us.
He's a baby. Mm. I did such terrible things so that my podcast could live. Things so terrible, even God can't forgive. Did terrible things so that my podcast could live. Things so dreadful, even God can't forgive. It's time to make our show now.
Are you ready?
Are you ready? It's time to make the Apocalypse.
Do you dare?
Do you dare?
Do you dare?
Come with me and we'll go now. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
You and me and Jesus, we're going to have a blast. It's time to make our show now. It's time to submit. It's time to check the levels.
It's time to check the list.
Who must I tonight? And who must I tomorrow? So that my podcast can survive. As the blood rose through our bodies.
Through our bodies.
Through our bodies. So the blood will run through the streets.
Through the streets.
Through the streets.
Through the streets.
For the glory of my podcast, I've done terrible things. As your feeble minds were radicalized by the sound of our beats. Alright.
Alright, yeah.
Alright, fuck yeah. That is the sound of musical theater rock.
Did we just run out of words that rhyme at the end?
No, streets and beats.
Eh.
Yeah.
Alright.
Yeah. Those rhyme.
I'll take it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like a nuclear physics equation or something, you know?
Well, it's much more important than nuclear. Well, alright, as long as we're on the subject of nuclear physics. You guys are listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah.
The only community radio that actually really matters. Got anything to say about that, my co-host, Sarah Steele?
I mean, is that on the basis of being like the highest quality community radio of all of the community radio pickings, or is that particular to you only caring about the Brooklyn community?
Well, I'm honestly a little offended by your characterization of it as, you know, only the greatest of all the pickings. Because honestly, it's the greatest in the world.
Yeah, what I don't get is how NPR isn't just, like, mining the shit out of this. I mean, how many... What was it? Fucking Sacha Baron Cohen ripped off the Apocalypse this week? Like, literally, like, we'd go back. Our faithful Apocalypse listeners will know, like, at probably, like, the beginning quarter of this year, we had a bit about having metal detectors in schools to make sure that every kid had a gun.
Every student is armed. Yeah, of course.
Every student had a gun. And now I'm seeing like ads on Facebook of like, you know, SBC coming up being like, ho, I'm going to trick the Republican senators into actually. The thing is, that's where we failed. We should have taken that extra step. And we should have just actually sent our...
And turned ourselves into Sacha Baron Cohen.
No, yeah. I mean, if we sent the Apocalypse to Congress, how many people in the Tea Party would like take it seriously and be like, yes, well, I think we should. Oh, that Senator Roll opposed the Cuckoldry Act. I can't believe Nancy Pelosi was trying to get foreigners to come and fuck our wives.
Yeah, well, I mean, somebody's got to do it. Am I wrong?
I mean,
if D. Trizzle needs consenting, foreigners to fuck him, God help us all,
you know? If she's into it. It sounds like she hasn't been into, and it sounds like she's been into the ground for the last 6 years with this fucking music. What is this? The Big Lebowski? This is literally the music in the Big Lebowski.
It's Mozart. Jesus. Uh-huh. You guys are listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn. We're trying to keep it together for you people, but it's not easy, let me tell you.
It's not easy being perfect.
My name's Pat. This morning I woke up, I have a beard. Guess what? I don't fucking have it anymore. I shaved it.
Damn.
I know.
Your whole life can just change in an instant. Or like, well, probably like 10 to 15 minutes, I would imagine.
Actually, it took a lot longer than that.
Really?
Yeah, it was a hell of a beard.
What are you talking about? You didn't have a hell of a beard.
You didn't get a chance to see it.
Did you like grow a whole woodsman? Like, did
no, it wasn't that bad, but it was more of like a light Taliban look.
But you know? You're too French to look like the French Taliban.
Yeah.
I mean, we
had a bunch of bits. Well, anyway, I mean, like, I got my OPC card. That was nice.
Is that like the?
It's like the Great Explorer Club, like, from The Life Aquatic.
The original Patrick Cux.
Oh yeah, it's the original Patrick Cux. And so now I'm officially a journalist, because I was inducted into the original.
Is this like the Patrick Mean Cux. Girls of journalism?
Yes.
Like the it Regina is. George of like is now what? Do you have to?
It's exactly what it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty good characterization of it, actually. So,
So who's like the Regina George of like New York journalists right now?
Me.
Well, no, you're like the Lindsay Lohan. You're like the Lindsay.
Who's Regina George?
Yeah. Regina George is like the mean girl of Mean Girls, like the head mean girl, like the queen bee of the Mean Girls.
Lindsay Lohan?
No. She's the outsider.
All right, guys. I guess there's only two of us, Sarah. It's gonna have to be you and me. We're gonna have to go up on the roof, and then we're gonna have to perform the ceremony.
What, like ritual suicide?
No. We're just indoctrinating me into the Overseas Press Club. Oh, and just in time. Oh, look! Our friend!
Somebody who actually knows what the fuck he's talking about.
Let's go up on the roof where our friend is.
Man, I wish I would have brought
Jed,
an umbrella.
Why are you standing up here on the roof?
Jesus Christ. I just wanted to see it all from above.
Well, you seem a little depressed out here, man.
Yes.
Why? What's got you down?
The weather.
Well, then why are you standing out in the middle of the weather?
Oh, I just wanted to take a look and see.
But, like, come inside. We're doing the Apococast, man. Like, what are you doing out on the roof getting all soft and wet? You're going to short out the board.
I'm not ready.
But listen, we came up here for a reason, you know?
We have to do the ritual.
Yeah, Chad, I have good news.
Ah, there's rituals?
Yeah.
Rituals!
It's like the first time I've worn a robe on the show, because we're normally all nude.
What a gross robe.
Yeah, I mean, it's gossamer, so it doesn't cover
Chad,
anything.
I got my OPC card.
Yeah? Where do you put it? Oh, now we have to perform the ancient rites.
Yes, that's right.
Jesus, I barely survived last time.
I know.
Why does the OPC have such cruel, inhuman rituals?
Wait, guys, is this going to fuck me up? Like, do I need to get out of here? Because I'm not part of
You need to watch.
That was good, though.
What a chin-chin. You want this?
Not for sure. I got my OPC card, which means that it's the, what does it stand for? Something Patrick?
Yeah, original Patrick Cux.
The original Patrick Cux.
Yes.
Yeah. And because that means that I'm officially a journalist now, they sent me a little card in the mail. But like everybody that's a journalist, I know what's next. And
the ritual.
The ritual.
The cruel OPC ritual.
That determines whether or not you can truly be a journalist.
Wait, I thought they already gave you the card. Why did they bother giving you... Shouldn't that come after?
Well, they gave me the card, but...
The way they put it is, what good is this card to a dead man? They give you the card, and then you have to survive the ritual. So you can be a member.
That just seems cruel.
A dead member, if you don't survive the ritual.
Are we sure the roof is the best place to do it?
These are rather cruel, terrible instructions that no one dares change.
I mean, it's just the tallest building around for any direction for about 5 miles, but I don't see what could possibly go wrong.
All right, start heating up the iron.
Hey. Wow, that's quite a powerful fire you have going up here in the pouring rain.
Yeah, let's kick that fire up a little bit.
Pat, have you prepared yourself for the ritual? Have you been made clean?
I shaved.
Yeah, did you empty did yourself?
Yeah. I emptied myself, yeah.
All of yourself? Poop?
Yeah, I pooped. Yeah, I pooped. Keep asking me.
Seed?
I emptied my seed. Yeah, I emptied my pee.
Extra blood?
Yeah, I drained some of my blood, the bad blood.
Let's fluid.
So many enemas.
That's true. Yes, I drained my fluids. Yes.
Spit.
I spat so much.
Pus.
Yep, I squeezed out all that pus. I lanced my boils and then I anointed my sores.
What about your oils? Did you slough off excess oil?
I greased off my excess oil.
Very good. We're prepared for the ritual.
Oh, guys. The rain is subsiding. Oh, you hear that crackling fire?
Oh, jeez.
What is that?
Well, it
means it's ready.
It means it's ready. All right. Pull that iron bar out, Jad.
Clank, clank.
Wait, actually, Jad.
Yeah?
I feel that it should be Sarah that does it.
But I'm not even part of your little gig club.
I know, but that's what makes it... It should be an outsider that does it.
Sarah, will you be Pat's ritual bearer?
Yeah, oh, there's a word for it in the journalist's secret language. It's the roll.
Yes.
It's the... For our ceremony today?
Will you bear the ritual in place?
Only
of
if
Pat?
You promise not to write about it.
Okay, I promise. But I also promise not to broadcast it live to Radio Free Brooklyn in Japan.
Okay, Sarah, which testicle would you like lanced by this hot rod? This rod.
Well, there's only the one.
That's a good point.
Okay. Well, should we just lance it then?
Oh, here comes the rain again. All right.
Do we have to do this? I mean, like...
Chad, pull my pants down. I'm not going to do this myself.
I don't know, man.
Well, because your hands are full. All right, I got them down.
All right. Let me just wriggle out of my pants and just get my...
Yeah.
All right, let me poke my scrotum. I'm poking my scrotum through my butt cheeks. What do you think about this? Hey, Chad. Sarah. It's been nice knowing you guys. If I don't survive the infection that happens to my balls after the OPC logo is branded upon them... It's been nice knowing you two.
Right.
Hey, guys. Sarah.
Okay. Are you sure you don't want, like, anything to bite down on?
No, just inject me with something afterwards.
Are you sure you don't want something to bite you as we brand you?
No, wait, listen. Guys, Sarah, why don't you wait until the lightning strikes the fucking rod and then jam it up into my scrotum for good luck?
Yeah.
I'm wearing heavy gloves and strong sneakers.
Okay, hang on. Let's pray for a second. Oh, Lord, are we ready? Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, put it in. Shove it in.
Yeah. No way. Are you making me do this?
Oh, God. Why did you do it twice?
Is this what we mean by a free and open press?
That's gonna bubble up.
They open them up for free.
Oh, it's gonna form a blister on my scrotum. I thought that it would be cool that it would look like a brand automatically. That's gonna pop and get infected, you bastard.
Man.
Oh, God, journalism is really fucked.
Alright.
Oh.
Good for you.
Wow.
So does this mean like every journalist that like, what about female journalists?
Oh, the rod goes, it's inside.
Boys have an inside too.
No, but the world is not there.
The OPC's rules.
Yeah. It's like a little man called,
bear their marks inside.
Speaking of people that make rules, I think we should go to the bar and just have a drink. Because that really, my scrotum is bound to get infected, right?
The infection is the true test of whether or not you're cucking after the
right. I mean, how dirty are your balls? It sounds like you cleaned everything.
I cleaned them. I shaved them down, so I should be all right. Yeah. All right, well...
Just put some aloe on it.
All right. Allow me to anoint my balls.
Aloe.
Guys, you know, I think we should go have a nice swanky drink.
All right.
Now that I'm a real journalist, because...
Not yet. You haven't survived the infection.
Oh, that's true. The infection hasn't even arrived, really, if you think about it, right?
Bartender, me and my friends are having a hard day. We've seen things that we've never thought to encounter before. I need a Pisco Sour, Manhattan, and an Old Fashioned. Neat. Make it fast.
What do you think this is? Some sort of... Right away.
This is a bar, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, can I?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
You can have the...
Hey, Bucky, have you got any ball cream?
Oh, ball cream's extra.
Oh, how much extra is the ball cream?
And I'm also going to see... I need to see ID before I give you this ball cream.
Oh, Jesus. Guys, you would leave my ID back at the place?
Oh, wait, no, fuck. It's on the roof.
No, I have it. Jesus, okay. Thank God. Whew. God, that really... I need my ball cream fast.
See that ID? That's not... No, not your driver's license, you child. I need to see your OPC card.
Well, now that you mention it...
Ooh.
Oh.
The balls are just exploding.
Yep.
Oh my god.
You see the blistering in the shape of O, P, and C on my scrotum?
I didn't know we were dealing with an original Pat's cock. Freshly branded on a roof.
That's right.
I remember when I was a boy, branded on a roof.
Oh yeah?
Here, have like a ladle. of ball cream.
Oh yeah, your childhood was like just being ladled.
Yes, have a ladle of ball cream. You earned it. Mm. Yeah, I didn't know. I apologize. I didn't know I was talking to a card holding.
Wait, did the characters on the Apocalcast know that they're on the Apocalcast?
Yeah. Yes.
It's like their religion. It's not the fact that it's being broadcast to losers is like
the Apocalcast is only real in this made up world of the characters. Whoever's listening to this, who are you?
Yeah, but the universe, you know, the universe is like that.
Yeah.
So really, you know, now that we're at this bar and that I have some nice ball cream and ice to rest my scrote.
And the respect of the bartender.
That's true. And the respect of a new bartender.
It's important to have your contacts.
It makes me think about, you know, authority. You know, the country just...
Like telling you when to come.
Yeah.
And don't come yet.
Yeah, or like,
and then
come
don't
with.
You dare come there.
How
whatever
much
do you
pay
do.
For that?
Don't you dare.
I need. That's why I can't bring myself to vote for Senator Roll.
Yeah.
He just all these cum rules. He's gonna strangle our dicks.
Yeah, that's true.
He's like, you can't come in a stream.
In a stream?
You can't come in a place where animals live.
Animals live everywhere, dude.
You can't live in a place where children might be.
What if your children are coming?
Exactly.
So listen, sometimes I think about, like, power, you know? And, like, how power is, like, really unfair. And like
wet, hot power.
And this world is cruel. Like... Yeah.
No, like when my battery dies, when I thought like it
that
had
was
20%.
That was
it was
power.
Like at 20% 2 seconds ago, and then all of a sudden it's dead.
But
what
also,
the fuck?
Power.
Not just power, also leadership, you know? Yeah. Because like...
How you lead ships into the harbor that they live in.
And it's like, what if the ships...
Or do you just lead
other?
Them right into the rocks?
Yeah. Would you...
Crashing into the cliffs.
Like what
of
kind
Dover.
of a naval vessel are you? You know?
Are you a schooner?
What kind of schooner are you?
Are you a raft?
But think
these
about...
These are the questions you have to have with, like, a child.
And
are you a
broadly,
submarine?
And more broadly, you have to think about how they reflect on how society is going. And it just feels like people get a bad rap. And, like,
as in
leadership
more,
leadership is, like, unmoored. Unmoored!
Yes,
unmoored.
Like a ship without a leader.
Exactly.
Unmoor it.
And, like...
And how are you supposed to have a relationship?
Got him.
Like and, that. Like, a ship full of Avion leaders.
Jesus.
It's just a ship full of leaders.
We have to think more broadly.
Mm-hmm.
More like a woman. Get it?
I do get it.
More broadly.
Like Vice?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, listen. You think about, like, where the world is going, and, like, people are suffering, and, like, why does, like, all this cruelty being...
Why are all
imposed?
Ships girls?
Let's just think about it for a second.
Like I don't know why these things could happen.
And how
it could be the moon.
Families separated, you know, lives destroyed.
Kids ensconed, entrapped in caves.
Ensconed?
In caverns.
In Thailand, in caves, yeah. The world...
They were trapped, they were in a scone?
Yes, they were baked into a scone and then...
It wasn't cruel enough that they were under the earth.
The soft, biscuity earth?
They had to be baked.
But it was so
in the cruel oven.
It was so delicious, so, though.
But the world is just so unyieldingly cruel.
And savory.
And it smells so bad.
Yeah, and it's all just because the people at the top, like our leader now, you know, are just cruel and just mean and just evil and vindictive and sick, really, when you think about it.
He's
like,
a sick guy.
Yeah, he really is.
When you consider, like, the things he, the thoughts he has.
I know. Yeah. And, like, and imagine if he had everything that he wanted. Imagine if there was no legislature or any type of check on his power.
Yes.
It'd be nuts.
Oh. Yeah, I mean,
imagine if there weren't criminals to keep his police force at bay.
Yeah. Oh, God. Like,
you know?
Total unchecked. Can you imagine if that sick fuck, like, had
how many
total
times
control
they...
over the law?
And, Jesus.
Like, you know, what is interpreted as right and wrong? It's just, it's unthinkable.
How many
and
times have you been out with this sick man?
Yeah.
And had to be like, no, you can't kill that.
Yeah. And you have to think that it's like, when Tom founded Radio Free Brooklyn, he had good intentions, you know?
But yeah, just... you're not talking about Donald Trump?
No, we're talking about Tom.
Of course not. No.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is a...
Yeah, he's
a duck's child compared to Tom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tom is. Who do you think is really pulling the strings?
Who do you think's really filling the pipes?
Yeah. And laying the pipes, if you know what I mean.
But not to Flint. Oh!
Oh! A poisoned water joke.
That's a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
Tom just decided one day.
Yeah. To make all those children.
Yeah, it's like we need dumber kids. I have to fill these kids with lead. Tom was like, I remember he was like, these kids are developing too fast. We have to introduce something to delay their development.
You know, they grow up so fast. What can we do about that? Keep them cute and small forever.
And filled with lead. That was Tom's idea. And because he's so powerful... And we don't have enough criminals to fight his police force. It comes to pass.
That's a pretty good observation there. I didn't realize that Tom was in control of the NYPD.
Yeah. No, yes.
How did he swing that?
Oh, he's all their dads. Or uncle. All police come from a queen.
All cops are Tom. And bastards. That's why they're all bastards. All
Tom
cops
is
are
their
Tom's
dad.
Bastards.
They all come from a queen in Long Island. Or queens. That Tom impregnates. Every 5-6 years.
When you say queen, do you mean like deposed royalty? Or do you mean like a woman
like a
that should
slug.
Be respected?
Like an ant queen. But she makes cops. And Tom... fucks it.
Like a colony.
A colony.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. Like many different cop colonies.
Yeah. Like, do you ever notice how cops don't actually speak? They just kind of like rub their eyebrows together?
Yeah. Yeah, sort
to
of
communicate,
like,
shake
Tom
their was
hands
like,
at you, yeah.
Tom was like, you don't need to learn to talk. Like, why? You get all your commands from me.
Like, all pointing. It's like a pointing-based language.
What cruelty?
It's a tough world out there. Wow.
Saddest part is we have no one who, like, you just, it's, there's no way you're gonna not vote for Tom, you know?
Well, yeah, because who are your other options? It's like a guy, like, with his finger in his butt, like, jerking off in the street, and, like, you know, Hillary Clinton. Like, what are your other options?
Yeah, I just, you know, yeah, I feel like the Democratic Party left me behind. And the Republicans have been cucks forever. So at this point, it's like either I don't vote and I look like an asshole, or I vote for Tom. And I get like a sticker that says you voted for Tom.
Even if you later come to kill Tom.
Yeah. Even though I disagree with his platform. And I want to cut back where you can come regulations, and he wants to make more.
Well, I mean, is he really just trying to, you know, create, like, a need for law and order so that he can keep up with his, like, cop colonies and
yes.
his queens?
He is the king of queens.
Well, listen, guys.
Yeah?
While we're talking about Tom.
As we always do.
As we often are.
Yeah.
I think it's time for us to listen to a listener mail.
We have listeners?
Maybe.
Yeah, I have a very simple question for all of you. I've been told on several occasions that I'm very, very antagonistic. It got me thinking. Antagonistic has the word aunt in it.
Holy shit.
You know, my aunt, my mother's sister. Jesus. Why isn't it...
Or your father's.
Uncle antagonistic. Why does it gotta be antagonistic? Why isn't it uncle, huh?
Wow.
God.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus.
That's,
You know what we were just discussing before you walked in and played that?
What?
Ants.
That's true.
And their colonies.
That's true.
Wow.
And they were women.
And there was a queen.
They were women. Yeah, just pumping out babies to fuel the patriarchy, basically.
Yes. What did you fucking say?
That Tom was impregnating like ant queen colonies.
Jesus.
That pump out all of the cops in New York City.
And then when they get too old, the younger cops eat the older ones.
Oh my God, no!
And the colony progresses.
It's the circle of cops.
Oh, the circle! So, why is there no Uncle Antagonistic? What the fuck?
Well,
I feel like uncle and tag just gets a little pervy. It's like not comfortable for people, you know?
Oh, yeah. So that's it? That's the best we got? With all our
expertise? It's because everyone knows that it's an aunt queen, not an aunt uncle, you know?
Oh, if it's going to be one relative, it's the queen.
Well, it's the aunt. It's the aunt.
Well, that's true also, yeah, I suppose.
There's a lot of different levels. There's a lot of different levels to this ant colony here.
Oh, the levels. Well,
here on the Apocalypse, we like to put it between glass for you.
Speaking of ant colonies, you guys are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Bam! Oh, zing! Take that.
Bringing cool leadership. It home.
Yeah. You're gonna make us follow your rules and live in your society.
Don't be oppressed by the tyranny of Tom.
Uh-uh.
Rise up.
I'm not allowed to shit in here. Rise up, I say.
You know, at least you're allowed to shit somewhere. Tom was like, Jed, don't shit.
Never, ever.
Is this what they talk about, how the left will tear itself apart?
And that's like when you woke up that in the middle of the night, you're like, I really have to shit.
It's like anal fissures.
Tom was standing above you. He's like, I know what you're doing, boy.
It's exactly like anal fissures is how the left is just straining and straining and straining to like push anything out. And then only it just winds Tom up allows. Tearing itself apart.
Oh, because of Bernie Sanders?
Because of the tyranny of Tom.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Tom, if you're listening.
Please make it stop, Tom.
Let me shit.
Tom, why won't you let people make love?
Like, I don't choose to be anal retentive.
Why have you been making love? God, it's so sad. Do you know that if Tom didn't have any legislative checks against him, reproduction would only happen like once a year when all the like people, all the like men and women of Canada would like meet to keep the gene pool apart, you know what I mean? And they would exchange seed.
And then, at a market.
Yeah.
Like frogs?
That's right. And then, and then it would be all just juggled
seed.
Yeah.
It would
and
be
then
cool.
mixed. Like, and then everyone would be cross impregnated that way, like Reverend Moon.
Cross impregnation.
Yeah, with Canada. Wait, I think this calls for a debate.
But you know, that's how Tom did it. That's how he outlawed fucking. He was first like, you can't come at this speed. Narrow. It's narrow legislation. You can't come going this fast. And then he was like, you can't come if this is happening. Like, you can't come if there's a parade. So it's like, okay, two
there's
rules.
There's always a parade somewhere.
Speaking of a parade.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's true. All the rules, like...
Like when Tom said you can't come if you're standing up.
Yeah.
That's like the one where I stood up. I took notice.
You're like, where is this leading?
Yeah, when he said that we... Sorry, please.
No, I mean, I just feel like this is what they should be kneeling for the national anthem about.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't be kneeling. You should be jacking off.
Yeah. You should be jacking off to show your patriotism.
Yeah,
because, yeah.
But then Tom passed his next rule. You can't blast when anyone's singing about America. No, you can't come at all. You can't come when you're squatting.
And that's how they got him.
Whether you're not paying rent or if you're just leaning down on your knees.
You can't blast.
Yeah.
And if you're doing both, you'll be killed.
Mm.
So right now, if you're in a squat and you're popping a squat, and get you're up or lie down.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. What a dangerous world. How do we let Tom get away with this?
If Tom did not have the board of Radio Free Brooklyn,
you know what? You know what else he had? That I have a bone to pick with him about.
Yeah, what?
Is that he said all blowjobs must be given in a squat. You can't give blowjobs on your knees anymore. Always have to be balancing on your toes.
And you have to drive to a squat. Also,
and they all must be in squats. All blowjobs must be in squats.
Yeah, who has a car? No one.
It's like the separation of the spheres, man.
So if you take democracy for granted, remember that if Radio Free Brooklyn didn't have a board to curtail the sick impulses of the tyrant king.
The tyrant king Tom!
Yeah.
It's like Radio Free Brooklyn Congress.
God bless the nameless board.
Yeah.
Who keep us from Tom's...
from his eugenics.
Eugenic
cop board. Do we have a board, or are you talking about the whiteboard?
There was an entire war.
There is a board.
There was an entire war. There was like a civil war, if you will.
Mm.
Yeah.
What, the Brooklyn Wars?
Yep.
The Brooklyn Wars of Freedom?
It was a war over, you know...
Right.
Yeah.
It was a war.
That's right. Oh, God. And it was just a really brutal conflict. But at the end of that conflict, we had freedom from tyranny.
It's a really stupid bit.
Well,
it's such a good bit. It's probably the best.
I've run out of, like, civil war.
No, you haven't. It's the cruel, the battle between the board.
Over sex. They're trying to
over
fight.
Who's allowed to have sex.
Yeah. They're trying to fight for sexual freedom in Tom Kisan.
Right, you get a mulligan, fuckhead. All right.
Dearest mother, it's Tom. Back at it again with the board.
Please. Jehoboth.
Dearest mother, the board. Atlanta burns in the distance. God bless Tom.
Can you please try?
No.
Atlanta burns in the distance is pretty good.
Yeah, no, do it. No. Jehoboth, please.
Dearest Atlanta burns. Tom is a tyrant king. That's it.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. That was letters from the Civil War on the board. But just remember that if you didn't have Civil War music, Tom would impose eugenics.
You just made eugenics and then glory, glory, hallelujah happened together.
Well, it's not a pro-eugenic song. It's like an anti-eugenic song.
Tom is so cruel in his eugenics. Mm. He's like the tallest person in this state. Fuck the shortest.
Yeah, that's why he wants all the short people to
and
die.
And the widest. Fuck the narrowest.
Yeah.
For his amusement.
He's like, everything that's below me shall be mowed. Cutting the grass. He's like, only tall, gigantic women shall survive.
Swedes.
Yeah, that's the world that Tom wants. It's just a world of gigantic women.
Just the, you remember the promises Tom made, though? When
he first came to power.
Yeah.
For that moment when we thought that he was just going to end democracy forever.
Oh, it was like, oh yeah, change is finally going to happen, you know? Like, we're going to change the landscape of media.
But I felt that, like, racists and dictators across the world would be emboldened by Tom, you know, by like the amount of power that he has and the amount of like disregard he's shown for like human rights and like, you know, decency.
Yeah,
it's like it's almost like Radio Free Brooklyn's like a little ant colony or like a pyramid, you know. Also, I was thinking about
exactly like a pyramid.
Speaking of pyramids,
when
you
think about it,
it's like an ant colony in a pyramid.
The ancient Egyptians were successful at building pyramids not because they were smart, but because they were fucking idiots.
Yeah.
It's true. Because they never asked. They're like, because this is, listen, it started off with the committee to build a giant fucking triangle, but that's like got three dimensions. Whoa. You know?
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, listen, I called together the first meeting of the committee to build the gigantic fucking triangle, but that's in three dimensions. Yeah. It's gonna be real big. And they were like,
okay, yeah, we can put up like a whole shopping mall in there. The kids could go play.
How many generations?
Could be like an amusement park in
there.
How
many generations will it take to build?
It'll be three generations, but it'll serve the community, you know.
Your grandson will build it.
Our kids and grandkids will die building it. It's a great idea.
Yeah. It's good to keep the plebs busy.
Can I just make a suggestion? We don't make it a shopping mall. Let's bury like one guy in it.
Huh?
What do you guys think?
Maybe put one guy in there. That's bold.
Just put one guy.
Yeah. Does anybody object to like just building a gigantic fucking triangle, but that's three dimensions to bury just one dude that will take three generations that our children and grandchildren will die while building? Any objections?
Well, look, I just think, what if we put like three guys in there? Let's put like three guys in there.
What are you fucking nuts?
But the thing is, the dead guy's gonna need his like slaves and shit, because he's gonna be dead. So you need to make sure that he's got all of his people, you know, to take care of him.
Why don't we build it
what
in the shape
needs
of
a sandwich?
Why don't we build it like a starfish?
Or what like is a starfish? Have we been to the ocean?
But listen, guys.
What is this? That's a good question.
Let's just build the big fucking triangle. No other objections, right? Fine. We'll bury three in them. All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, because of a triangle has three sides. Perfect.
Oh, sing! Three generations shall toil building the triangle.
In three dimensions.
But you fucking fools. A pyramid has five sides. Because it's a triangle built in three dimensions.
Oh, God!
You didn't consider girth.
No, we didn't factor girth into the equation.
I feel like there's an extra corner there, too, but whatever.
The girth of the pyramid.
That means
five
generations will have to die building it.
We'll move the pharaoh in there. If he complains, then we'll deal with it.
Any other objections?
Yes. No. Of course.
Oh, cool. Let's do it.
All right.
Sweet.
And so you see, that's why the ancient Egyptians were good at building stuff, is because they were stupid, not because they were smart. Everyone knows how they did it. It's just they didn't do anything else for 100 years. You know? They're just like, pick triangle. They're like, good triangle to you, triangle. Like, they must have said triangle, like, a lot, you know? They're like, but what about science and medicine? And, like, astronomy? They're like, no, triangle! Triangle, triangle!
It's all about that pussy, man.
How did you forget?
Three-dimensional triangle!
Hey, can you pass me the... What do you call it again? Triangle!
Oh,
triangle!
Hey, listen! Hey! Triangle, triangle, triangle.
You know what the most prestigious instrument in the orchestra was?
The triangle.
The triangle, yeah.
The cruel triangle.
The great Egyptian triangle.
You know,
you used to have to name all your kids triangle to save time.
The Bermuda Orchestra had a really famous trianglist.
Before they disappeared.
Oh, God! Oh, the pinnacle of humor!
They also had, like, two different lovers.
Oh, zing!
So they were in a love triangle.
Jesus, but then...
Got him.
But then they...
I feel like this is what Tom's doing. When he keeps outlawing ways to come, it's for us to have nothing to think about but triangles.
Yeah.
That's still just a swap in for pussy. It's obviously a swap in
the
for
swap,
pussy.
It's the old bait and switch.
Yeah.
One day he's gonna be like, listen, I know that like you think that's exhausting to check the list, and I feel you, you know, it's exhausting to just have to
You have to
follow,
look at it, you know?
Yeah, draconian rules and just, you know, jack and unjack the stream. And sign
we have to jack the
out.
Stream off every single night.
And lock the door. Oh, he's like, you know,
Don't you find that frustrating? I'm like,
what a cruel man.
Don't break my shit. What an asshole.
How did
we just come in and I'm like, breaking your shit.
I'm like, yeah, Tom, like, I heard you, right? And he's like, it does suck. I'm
glad.
I'm glad that you finally come around, right?
Say who he is. We keep fucking up.
Oh, Tom Tenney, the king of Radio Free Brooklyn.
The founder of Radio Free Brooklyn.
Right.
He
impregnator of Aunt Queens.
Found the time to found the station.
Right.
In between all the killing.
Yeah.
And the cop. And the cop breeding. The breeder of all cops.
And the cop breeding.
Yep, that's why all cops are bastards, because all their dads are
Tom. We're getting off topic. We're getting off the topic, all right?
No, we're going back to the previous topic.
That's why they all consider themselves brothers. They're like, oh, what's up, brother?
The brotherhood, yeah.
So Tom, right? He's going to pull the old bait and switch on every single host.
Like
show
masturbate
on Radio Free
and hit you with a switch?
Got him.
Oh, the old bait and switch when you wank and you flip a switch and you electrocute someone. Yeah. It's a tale as old as
I mean, I was referring to switch like the striking implement,
when someone's jacking off and you hit them with a reed is what she's...
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for understanding my...
The bait and switch.
Yeah.
Lord, I was raised on the bait and switch.
Every time they caught me baiting, I got the switch.
But Tom,
in a Southern household, let me take a quick aside.
Now I can only get
I'm from West Virginia, so let me explain a punishment in the South. You would get beaten with a switch. This is a punishment in the South. But what we don't tell you Yankees, because you would judge us. No. Yes, they make you pick it. But we don't tell you the bait part of the switch. A Southern mother comes home, and she's like, son, you know what you did was wrong, and I have to punish you. Start jacking off.
Oh, yeah,
you have to start baiting.
Yeah.
And then she switches you as you're jacking off in front of her. And she switches you again for jacking off in front of her. And for if you... Oh, are you going to get hard? And then she switches you.
Yeah, so then...
The bait and switch.
Yeah, it's Southern tradition. Like Southern Comfort. You know, the Southern Comfort bottle used to have like a picture of just like a boy cowering
with
in
a shirt on and no pants.
Yeah. Just saying, mommy, why? But no,
the old bait and switch.
Yeah. But Tom's bait and switch is very unique though. Because he comes to you and he says, you know, isn't it a pain in the ass to check the list and to go through all these draconian rules and, you know, to follow the horrible rules that I've imposed? Isn't it a pain in the ass? And I'm like, yeah, I'm glad you've come around. I'm glad you finally see how unfair it is, you know? And that even though you're a great man, like, we've all done some evil things, you know? And that's okay. And I'm glad that for a second I was thinking that he'd understood it. But then he was like, well, instead of dealing with all that, wouldn't you just rather build one big old cube? You know?
Oh, fuck.
That's like the size of this room, approximately. And then you just have to roll it up.
A cube?
Size
of a room?
Like a square in three dimensions?
Yeah, yes, but there's a little slant on the side of it, you know? Just to maybe to accommodate
a
potential triangle.
How big of a slant are we talking?
Like a 3% or
20%. I can live with that. I think it's 3%.
It's 20%.
Like a 60-degree angle?
Yeah, whatever a triangle is, yeah.
Sure.
All right, it's a deal, guys. Cool. You see how easy that is? You see how easy that was? Anybody would take that deal. So it's not compelling at all.
Wait!
They built the pyramids.
Wait! It's 60 not, degrees?
It's not compelling at all that they were able to build pyramids because they were a dictatorship. You know? So all they gave a fuck about, they didn't think about anything else. They were just like, oh, yeah, big triangle in the desert, you know?
Of course. Where could we go wrong? Triangles occur in nature, do they not?
Exactly. And Tom Tenney, just like the pharaohs forced their subjects to build pyramids, Tom Tenney...
I mean, Egyptians spent so much time looking at icicles.
Are there icicles in Egypt?
No, because Tom suckled them down.
He created global warming, too.
That's true.
Way back 5,000 years ago.
It was sick. When you think of the
when Tom was a teenager, the terrible things he did,
and like, the terrible twos.
Oh, these twos lasted 4 years. You're such a bad baby. Even Tom was bad even as a child. He was fussy.
He was dropped off in kindergarten his first day, right? And
this is like 8,000-9,000 years ago.
Yeah, and the teacher just hobbled up.
She was like, almost human.
His mom was like ashing cigarette onto like little Tom.
And she was like, Tom, open your mouth.
Yeah. And then the teacher came up and was like,
hand me the child.
And then she just handed him over, and then little Tom was there.
No, it's no good. This child is no good.
And then she returned it to him and then ran inside.
Oh,
trailing her cloaks.
She left her cloaks.
No, well, the trail.
Oh.
It's a long cloak. It hasn't been hemmed properly.
That's right. Gross. Man.
Yeah.
I mean, all the things Tom did as a teenager.
Wait, you think
there were signs even then.
Goblin cock?
Tom invented goblins.
Yeah, Tom also invented cock. We forget how much he's contributed.
Wait, so what came first?
Cocks?
Then yeah, he invented dicks.
What? Then how did he get born?
Oh, well, in an egg. That's a story for another time.
Tom comes from an egg.
From a cloaca?
From an egg?
Before Tom, there were cloacas and cloacas. And then God said, let there be Tom.
I think
then the dick was born.
A little bit about space. You know?
And how Tom can survive.
What do you mean?
Like,
in its cruel vacuum.
I'll bet you we're probably the only species in the universe that's, like, smart.
We're definitely the only one that have dicks.
We're not even the only species on this planet that's smart.
Yes, what are you telling me? Tell me dolphins are smart?
Yeah, what are they?
Poor pie? Can they jack off?
Nope. Yeah.
I think they do jerk off. Or they rape seals. They rape the fuck out of seals.
Oh. Wow,
yeah.
Whoa.
Really?
The Tom School of Etiquette
that's
right
horrible.
There.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's...
Oh, yeah. <there's...
laughs> Where did they learn that?
That's not even a joke. No,
it's Tom's fault that dolphins fuck seals.
You guys haven't heard this old wives' tale of like Tom going to the ocean?
Of the seal trainer? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the fisherman's wife. Every culture has a different version of this story, you know?
So they're all like a little bit true. I mean, the version I heard.
When dolphins only had cloacas, they didn't have to fuck seals to death, you know? They were just chill about it. They were like, I could send my sperm in the mail to like me and my friend. We could go to the market and we could exchange gametes and then that's how we can reproduce.
Oh, okay.
But then Tom had to come along and be like, no.
And then nature got all fucked up.
We need dicks. Yep. We need more dicks in this picture. How else is there supposed to be that, like,
in this
inner drive, that dominance, that need to control, that need to overpower your environment?
That need to swim with your fins and go off.
To penetrate into the deepest recesses of the universe and make it mine.
It's one of those things that, like, why would he even do that? Why would he even lecture
these
animals?
Why would he have an opinion on
whether or not mammals fuck other species? You know? Like,
it was weird how specific
sea mammals of all.
Sea mammals? Ocean animals?
By the way, since Johnny B-Roll's not here, I gotta tell you. Johnny B-Roll called... Hang on.
What did he do?
He called me the other day. I'm gonna tell you about the phone call, but I gotta find the perfect...
Oh my god, are you gonna do something horribly mean to him?
No.
He definitely is.
Hey, play JBR, I'll play you.
We talk about this. Okay. He called me the other day. No, it's not. It's better if I just recount it. He called me the other day. Sobbing.
Gross.
And you know how he's been, like, angry about the Senator role character because everybody gangs up on him, right?
Yeah.
And is mean. And then we get the taiko drums. Every time we do this bit where we debate with one of our co-hosts. And every time we make a point, we have drums backing us up. Like, big drums backing us up, right? Like, boom, 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 boom. And then when he's making his point, he doesn't have any drums. So it's very unfair.
It's like a sound of a guy who can't get hard.
But that's a great play. It's a great bit. You know?
Yeah. Just another second. Come on.
It's a great bit, you know? And he said that it makes him sad and that he didn't want to do it. Right? So we stopped. Because we here at the podcast respect some boundaries, we stopped doing the bit.
We did not. We did it like last show. No, he wasn't here.
Hmm. Wrong.
We only stopped because he wasn't here.
No, we stopped because he complained. Right? He's bitching about it.
I think we didn't stop, but we've always made sure that he has at least one person on his side. There was one time that he was the center of the wolves, you were on his... No, no, I think Jad has come to his aid.
We have to have, like, Senator Roll's aid.
Well, Senator...
Also, Senator Roll's aides.
So, Johnny B-Roll the other day called me sobbing, right? He was like, Pat,
I go... He's like, can we bring back the Senator Roll character?
Wow!
But just promise that you won't gang up on me.
And I was like...
You should grant him an aid.
I was like, it's an honor to be. I wish I could make it funny to be Senator Roll, you know?
It's true.
Yeah, like, I don't know. So the point is, we're bringing back
the Senator Roll bit. You don't really have any characters except for you as a child.
No, that's not true. The Reverend of Bob Patrick, but that is sort of just me, you know? I'm just teaching the word of fucking Jesus.
And he also has, like, these guys.
Oh, speaking of the word of Jesus. Oh, yeah. I think it's time for... Hang on.
Prepare yourselves. Listeners, make yourselves low. What you're about to hear, Sarah's going to read it, but make no mistake, it's the word of Tom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Carved into a boy. And just... bent over. This is the word of Tom. It wouldn't be the word of Tom if it didn't hurt. The pain you feel when you hear it is appropriate. Make yourselves low. Make sure you're lower than every chair in your house. Make sure your animals are quiet. Hush your babies.
And get ready for this plug. Perennial on-air mentions. RFB, we've got a mobile app for you. Our general communication is that you can listen on the go, on the run, on in your car, etc. To download the app, go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/iPhone. That'll give you the iOS app. Go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/Android for the Android app.
For a weird Android. That'll fuck you.
I'm pretty sure when I downloaded it, I just did it through the App Store.
I did it through a robot.
No, I went to...
I got the Android version.
No, the
app... a robot punches it into you.
The App Store on 7th Ave.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So did you know that Radio Free Brooklyn has a free... Never mind. Okay. So, also, you should know about our newsletter.
Are a free
you
what?
Are you subscribed to the RFB newsletter, Radio Free Brooklyn, yet?
Gross.
Every month, we'll send you the latest news about new programming and upcoming RFB events, as well as interviews, ticket giveaways, special offers on RFB swag, and more.
It'll come to you in your dreams. It'll be like a searing pain
in your visions, if you
will. Then you'll hear the word of Tom. Newsletter! Newsletter! Oh, newsletter!
Oh, newsletter!
Mm-hmm. So the emails, we only send them once a month, so you should cherish that.
Yeah.
But the psychic rapes! Nightly!
I mean, nightly emissions, am I right?
As soon as you sign up for the...
So you can sign up...
A newsletter!
You can sign up for that on radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter.
You can't unsubscribe from the voice of Tom in your head.
Once you hear the voice...
You'll stop getting the emails, but he'll still pierce you.
He'll transmit the Radio Free Brooklyn emails directly
to
your brain.
And you'll receive, and you'll ask yourself, why do I receive? Why am I capable of receiving? Was I built for this? Why does it come so easily?
Radio Free Brooklyn is a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a free and open platform to our community and promote media literacy, education, and free expression. We rely primarily on donations from listeners like you. So if you'd like to support our mission so that we can continue to bring you quality community writing, we invite you to make a one-time donation or a monthly pledge at radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. You can donate as little or as much as you want. As little as a dollar.
Or as much as you possibly can.
All right, that's good.
Every cent helps us to continue to stay on the air.
All right.
Please send us your virgin's blood.
Pledge.
And know that it is tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law.
We did this bit already.
Pledge.
radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate.
Pledge.
Guys, pledge. There's no time to pledge. Because I got some bad news.
I pledge on behalf of Pat and Sarah. Spare them, Tom.
Okay,
please.
I pledge. My allegiance.
Thank you. You gotta pledge more than that.
To community radio. Listen, guys, I know that I said that I reinforced the deck against squids.
No.
I lied. I had...
Wait, are we on a ship?
Yeah, when we're on a bar submarine.
When the fuck did we go on... What?
I know, yeah, I know.
I didn't bring my swimsuit. I didn't bring my flippy floppies. I don't even have my... What? Bitch, we were...
Flip-flops.
I think this is the time... I don't think it's gonna happen this time. Because we... How many times...
I think we'll be alright, right?
Because, like, how many times can you get raped by squid... Before.
Guys, I'm allergic to shellfish.
Oh, God.
Oh, you're in luck because they don't have shells. They're going to come in,
so shellfish.
I don't think that's how it works. I think it's just general mollusks.
Really? A squid is a shellfish?
I mean, it's a mollusk.
Hang on, let me check.
Yeah, make sure. I mean, I feel safe. Like, we have time enough for you.
Oh. What's the deal with that there radar? It sounds like there's someone coming in on radar.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Oh wait.
What are these?
Oh God. Oh Jesus, it's squid noises, guys.
It's the screaming squids.
Oh, Jesus, the squid.
It's the screaming squids of the North Atlantic.
I don't think these are squid.
No, they're definitely squids. There's the pig squids. Sometimes they're pig squids and sometimes they're
goat squids.
And laughing squids.
Yes.
They're laughing at your dick.
Those are goat squids.
Oh God, I knew that's what it was.
Oh, here.
How do they know it's so?
Oh! Oh, Jesus!
No.
It's the squid!
Oh my God.
Did they bring...
This is squid speaking Japanese foreign language.
Oh, Jesus, there's so many squids, I don't even know what's happening.
So many tongues. I thought they were tentacles, but apparently they're languages.
Oh!
What?
Oh! Guys! Oh! The squids are circling all around us!
Oh my God!
There are so many different kinds of them! What are we gonna do?
Let's try to... Oh, God.
It's happening.
Oh, Jesus, no!
Oh, no! It's just like that old gypsy woman
Sarah,
said!
You're being attacked by the squid!
I would prefer not to.
Quickly, Jed, do something about
them. I made a plea deal with the squid! They can't. I'm gone.
Wait,
I pled guilty to squid crime, and I turned on both of you.
No.
Yes, our submarine has been cruel, and it's committed a sea crime. Put me on squid probation. Tie some coral to my ankle.
Squid probation. That's the name of the episode, by the way. Oh, Jesus, guys. Oh. That's gonna fuck the hull. I wish that we had a band that could play like during Titanic. Well. Oh, this is it. Well.
What a cruel squid.
Jesus.
What a cruel squid!
Did it have to end this way?
Probably, yeah. You know, I never listened to my mom when I was a little boy. She would always pull me up on her knee. And just be like,
switch bait.
Pat, you smell bad. Squid are gonna kill you if you don't take more baths.
Through sodomy.
You know? Yeah, by fucking you, they're gonna kill you. And I was like, Mom. Right? And I never appreciated those words.
You would think they wouldn't want to sodomize you because you looked so foul.
Oh, the squid. But-